You know, recording the intros for these podcasts is exhausting. We should just put up a sign
saying podcast starts now.
Yeah, we just point to the sign. We say the sign says it.
Well, it's audio. They can't see the sign.
All right. This is the theme, Woody and Jim
podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking. Seemingly simple tasks that a lot of people really struggle with.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw online, I was trying to, they put these little like individual wrappers over the coffee stirrers in the kitchen. I can't get the wrappers off.
Yeah.
They're like childproof. They're made of like the thickest plastic and there's like no tear thing on them.
Yeah.
I struggle like for 10 minutes before I have coffee.
They're childproof and children shouldn't be drinking coffee anyway, but you know, but you're a grown adult and you can't do it. We made the example yesterday of, you know, how much dry pasta to put in the boiling water. I always make way too much.
It's impossible to guess. I always just throw the whole thing in there. Better to have too much.
Yeah, it's not like it's expensive. It's like, you know, 30 cents for, a gallon of it. We've got the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline if you'd like to call us something you struggle with. 615-553-0933. Or you can leave us a voicemail. That a lot of people have done on our app.
Yeah, a voice message right here from, I'm not sure who this is.
How the F do people use chopsticks? I've been trying my whole life. I can't use chopsticks. I see somebody pick them up. They're like 15 years old and they've never tried them before in their life and they're working them like they're a freaking surgeon.
Wow.
Chopsticks. I there's something about chopsticks, like when I first tried them.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have Chinese food till I was in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
And I was a really picky eater. And then I tried them and I was like, oh yeah, these are easy. I've never been able to do it again.
So you were able to do it once.
I think it's a lucky beginner thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you're just really good at it. You work there.
Yeah. I struggle with it a little bit. I usually can, I can do it. If I'm picking up sushi or something like that, I can do it. But if it's something else, no, it just all falls off.
Yes. We have this one from Mike.
Look, I can do anything, but I don't like being watched. If somebody's watching me, I can't do it. Sometimes I have to back up my truck to hook it up to the boat or drop it off. And it involves a lot of like reversing and turning and back and forth. And I always tell my wife, turn around. Don't even look at me. Just let me do this.
The struggle is real.
Can't do anything if somebody's watching.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's like going to the men's room, like the old school, like at Greer Stadium, they used to have the troughs.
You know,
all the guys are standing there at the same time and, you know.
There's no, they don't have those little half walls.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of looking at each other and you go through performance anxiety. You just can't, is that, I get cold feet.
I'll hold it till I get home to Lewisburg.
Yeah. The Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Here we go. Feeling good. Like I should.
When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. So this little boy, Lewis Hood, who's not even 4 years old, has already had 4 open heart surgeries.
Mm.
Okay. He was born with a half a heart. And so doctors have been going in and kind of creating a normal heart for him over the course of 3 operations.
Wow.
Now he's
amazing.
Had 4 and it's very scary. Open heart surgery for anybody
especially a child.
Big deal. Child. What they're doing, the size of the heart that they're working on is so tiny.
Right.
So his parents, of course, obviously very worried every time. They were elated. They were so happy when after this 4th surgery, less than an hour after he came out of the, you know, ER, he was singing to Elton John's I'm Still Standing. I'm still standing. Kicks it in there at the end.
That's really
like,
sweet.
I'm still standing here. Ah.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So this kid is resilient, and we love him. Go, Lewis.
95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning from our Eurostone studios. We have enjoyed some of your comments and your voice messages about seemingly simple task that a lot of people have a hard time with.
Yes. We had this one, Kim sent. I believe this is Bonnie. Oh, let me get this ready to play here on the air. This is came in from the Totally Hits app.
I was one of those moms that was really into scrapping and all kinds of parties. So everybody assumes I'm really good with crafts, but I can't wrap a Christmas present to save my life. You put me in a room with wrapping paper, tape, and some ribbons, and just looked like a bunch of cats went in there and I had a flight.
Anytime I wrap a present, it always looks like a toddler did it all the time.
Yeah, but it looks special that way.
Tony West on Facebook says, I have a difficult time pulling the little string to open a bag of dog food or cat food or bird seed. That thing where you pull it out and it goes...
Right.
And it supposedly opens right up. I guess she says her husband does it on the first try. Meanwhile, she has to go get a knife or a pair of scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Chew it open like a raccoon.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a box cutter or something for that.
Wow.
We have this one. This one comes to us from Tabitha.
I can't whistle. Every time my friends would get together, they would all say, hey, ask Stephanie to whistle. And I could not whistle. The only time I whistle now is when I'm an adult and I have a cold in the globby snot inside my nose turns like hard, and then I try to breathe, and then it whistles through there.
So you're whistling, but not meaning to.
The unintentional whistle.
Oh, that's tough.
Gosh. Well, you know, like it's, you know, whistling is one of those things like with the mouth. Some people, you know, can't roll their tongue. I can't do the rolling R's like you do, Woody.
I've tried desperately not to, you know, lord over you with this. But
you flaunt it in front of me, the fact that you can roll your R's.
Jim can't roll his R's, whereas I can do ruffles have ridges.
But, you know...
It's so difficult to wrap a present at Christmas.
I like to
overdo it.
I was just about to say, I know, you sound like some kind of, like, you know, British royalty.
That's right.
The only time anybody ever feels like saying it is with the phrase, Ruffles have ridges.
If you grew up after that commercial came out, then, yeah, I don't know what you got to do, but, you know,
So. Well, you have that going for you.
I do.
And I hope that, like, you have that on your resume.
It looks good on a resume.
Yeah.
Can roll R's efficiently, like somebody in British royalty. Three things you want to know. Okay, I'll stop. That's the last one. Last one.
Okay.
The Mayo Clinic is push-up shaming us. They came out with a list of how old you are and how many push-ups you should be able to do. If you're 25 years old, they say men should be able to do 28 push-ups.
At 25, you should do 28.
Yeah, and 20 for the ladies until, you know.
And then it goes down, I would imagine, as you get older.
Until finally they say, why are you even bothering?
Okay. Without saying my age, how many am I supposed to be able to do?
Let's see, 10 to 12.
I think I could do 10 to 12.
Could you?
All right.
I'm not going to hold you to it.
All right. After these three things, I'll try.
No.
I'll try it. Because
then you can make me do it, and I won't.
No, I don't want to make you do it. I don't want to make you do it.
Can I do one in a row, maybe? I don't know.
All right. This case is really strange. There's a guy in Montana who was sentenced 6 months in prison for trafficking cloned sheep.
Really?
Okay. So, like, sheep cloning is a thing. I believe it's illegal in the United States and a lot of other places. But it started off with what seemed like good intentions. He was, at first, trafficking body parts of sheep that were endangered in Kyrgyzstan. Okay, so it's like, oh, he's cloning sheep to save the species, right?
The sheeps of Kyrgyzstan.
But then he would clone them and then breed them, and then he would sell them to a company involved in big game hunting.
Oh, no.
So what seemed like he was saving the sheep, he was actually selling them to a hunting place where they were probably shot.
Ugh.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But they say that the cloned sheep have now impregnated other sheep that have gone out throughout the country.
Wow.
So, I don't know if there will be an eventual clone sheep uprising. But the world is getting stranger, folks.
I'm guessing Diddy is involved somehow. People Magazine. Remember magazines?
Yes.
You can buy them other places other than the place at the airport. People Magazine has announced their sexiest man alive. It's John Krasinski from The Office.
Yeah.
And also,
everybody loves him.
Yeah, he's done so many other things. So there you go.
There's a lot of people mad that Glenn Powell didn't
The guy from Twisters.
He was in Twisters.
Yeah.
So
he was like, in Top Gun and
Top
all
Gun,
that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He'll have his time.
Always next year. There you go. Three things you want to know. Woody and Jim in the Morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM.
All right, I'm going to try this. 12 push-ups.
Okay.
Why don't we play the song? You can just tell people. I don't want people to hear me grunting.
95.1 in Murfreesboro is Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the Morning. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. Stick around. Coming in the next few minutes, we're going to meet Amelia, who's adorable and looking for a forever home from the Nashville Humane Association.
And I did the push-ups.
You did.
I did.
All the way. 12.
Yes, the max.
Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online. GoingPostalBrentwood.com.
Your shipping and printing center.
All right. Representing the ladies in the audience, we have Tiffany in Lewisburg. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck to you.
Hey there.
And for the guys, we have Jason, my tattoo guy, in Hendersonville. Hey there, Jason.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
All right.
Lady.
You were texting me yesterday saying any tips in playing gender wars. I said, think like a girl. That's all you gotta
Jason's do. Jason's nervous.
Yeah.
Here he is doing like this, you know, minute artwork every day, this incredibly skilled, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I'm wearing all his cartoons right now.
You'd think he has nerves of steel, but Jason, you're nervous around Tiffany.
You're nervous around Tiffany.
Okay. Well, hey. Tiffany, you know, you are on the line as well. Let's get to know you a little bit. You're from Lewisburg. Tiffany, our get acquainted question is, do you ever talk to or give your car a name?
Talk to my car, yes.
What do you say to your car?
Please work.
Please work.
That's what I always say. Yeah, like, it seems like you're a good girl. Yeah, you can do it.
Come
you
on,
can
baby.
Do this.
You can get me home. You can do it.
Jason, do you ever talk to your car or have a name for your car?
No, I don't have a name for it, but I have cussed it out a few times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you recreate one of those times for us?
Oh, man, there's plenty. It's a 1999, so it has a lot of problems, but I love it.
But you talk it through. You're like, you can do it.
All right. Both of you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent. And, of course, we start with a multiple choice question. Tiffany, you go first. Does Dwayne The Rock Johnson sell his own brand of vodka, tequila, or gin?
Tequila.
Tequila is right.
Yes. Tiffany is on the board. 1-0. Congratulations. Jason, it's your turn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is the father of Mariah Carey's twins Nick Cannon, Bruno Mars, or Alex Rodriguez?
Nick Cannon?
Yes!
That's right!
See, you were all nervous, and now you got the first one right. Good job.
All right, it's tied at 1.
Of course, it could go terribly wrong from here on. Tiffany, what local college football team plays their home games at Johnny Red Floyd Stadium? Anybody?
What college football team plays their home games?
Yes, at what's the name of the stadium, Woody?
It's Floyd Stadium. Who plays there?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Time. It's MTSU. We were looking for MTSU.
Okay, yeah, we gave you a little extra time with that stall tactic of what was the question again?
Okay.
No,
all
just
right.
kidding.
Jason, you can actually take the lead here. I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Jason. Vera Wang is a designer famous for what kind of dresses?
Wedding?
Wedding
yes,
dresses.
That
Look
is
at
correct.
You go. See?
All right. Okay. Jason is ahead 2-1. Tiffany, you got one more question. Tie it up here.
Okay, both of you still have your screws left. You need this one to stay in it, Tiffany. What actor is the star of the Equalizer action movies?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington is right. You've tied it up.
like that guy. All right, here's a question with a tie to two that could give Jason the victory.
Dun, dun.
Jason, what American icon and subject of a blockbuster movie goes by the full name of Barbara Millicent Roberts? She's an American icon. She goes by a shorter name.
Screw.
He says, I don't need any help. I just want to get out of this.
All right, Tiffany, it's on you.
It's your possible win if you get this. What American icon is the subject of a blockbuster movie, and her full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts?
I don't know.
Oh,
it was the Barbie doll. Barbie doll.
Yeah.
That means, hey, Jason, you won the game. And he was so nervous about it.
Nicely done. Jason, you got tickets to go see Daryl Hall in concert at the Ryman.
Nice.
Enjoy that. Congratulations. You did well. Tiffany, we enjoyed having you on. Thanks for playing the game. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, 720 with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro. We have Taylor here from the National Humane Association. Who'd you bring with you?
Amelia.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, she's the sweetest girl in the whole wide world.
She's got mostly dark coat, but she's got just these different colors that are mixed into her coat. She does kind of look like a really high-class granite countertop.
Yeah.
The really expensive kind.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
She's a classy dog. Classy girl.
She also looks like she's eaten off a couple countertops.
Probably.
She's a countertop that can wag its tail. Yeah.
So what do we know about Amelia?
She's 2 years old. She's spayed, microchipped, up to date on all of her vaccines. She has been with us since the beginning of October, and I don't understand how, because she is just the sweetest dog. She is heartworm positive, but we take care of that once she is adopted. Right. We do all of the treatments at Nashville Humane. And her foster said, quote, "She doesn't seem to want to play much, but she has a bottomless capacity for petting and cuddles."
Well, see, yeah. What could you ask? What more could you ask?
I know. And I mean, right? That is totally true, because all day today, she has just been in my lap. The only time I've heard her make a noise is when I've stopped petting her.
Oh, yes. Oh.
She's adorable.
She really is.
If anybody's never gone over to the Nashville Humane Association, they have just a great facility, just thanks to all the people that give and volunteer. And they have so many dogs and cats that are just waiting to bestow their love on you.
Yeah.
You know, she's a mostly black dog, and a lot of times black dogs kind of get overlooked a little bit.
They do, yeah. Statistically, you know, they stay in the shelter about like 50% longer,
which is weird, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think just because like it takes a lot of light for you to really notice how beautiful they are.
Yeah, and I mean, look, she's got like the prettiest eyes. She's just, she's perfection.
And I know from my dog, Kevin, who's a black dog, you know, they give the best side eye.
Oh, yeah, because you can really see it.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's like if a dog could roll their eyes at you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like teenagers. You can definitely tell. Yeah. I mean, even just right now, like she is just, all she wants is just, I've spent the morning with her and we're just best friends.
Oh,
it's comical. She's amazing. She's just like, I just need to be all over you. Yeah. Somehow if we could just meld into one.
Well, and also, you know, if you can't adopt, foster, and if you're looking to dip your toes into fostering, we have Friendsgiving coming up.
So that's
our Thanksgiving foster. So you pick them up the day before, you have them for Thanksgiving, you bring them back the day after. So it's a really nice way. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just
keep them forever.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
Take a pup home for the holidays.
Oh, I love it. Well, Amelia is available at Nashville Humane. You can stop by their Osceola offices are right off of White Bridge Road on the west side, or you can call them 615-352-1010. Just tell them, I'm on my way. Don't let anybody adopt Amelia before I do.
She's a pretty little baby. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro. If you were tuning in yesterday, you know that I bet Jim $50 that he couldn't go a whole week without his phone case. He has one of the newer iPhones that they say is a lot more durable. And you don't really need a phone case.
So say the people that want you to break your phone.
So you
and
can buy another one for like over $1,000.
I've spent the last 23 hours without a phone case, and it's terrifying.
Is it?
It is.
Yes.
I mean, yes, it does look beautiful.
It does look beautiful, but it's totally naked.
Yeah, it is. It's naked, as they say. And one of the problems is, you know, what they don't tell you is they've made it completely slippery.
It is. I was holding it yesterday as we were going through the whole ceremony of taking the case off. And yeah, it is. It's like slick metal.
Yes.
It could easily slip out of your hand
and
crush down onto the, you know,
it has.
Eurostone cabinets that we have here.
I mean, or to the ground just trying to put it into my phone holder.
Yes.
I mean, the nice part is it's like super slim, right?
Yes.
It's easier to fit in my pocket.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the... it needs like a grippy side or something, because even the part you hold on to is the slippery part either.
Oh,
look at this.
You almost dropped it just now.
It's like I'm shuffling cards. It just comes through my hands like crazy.
It does. Like I mentioned yesterday, it feels like that dream, that nightmare everyone has where they go to school for a big test and they're naked.
Yeah.
Your phone is living
phone
that
is
dream
naked.
Right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm terrified. You know, every time I set it down, like I was at the kitchen counter last night, and I go to set the phone down, and I'm like, wait. And then I'm looking all around like, give me that piece of junk mail. Give me that Valpak thing so I can set it on a piece of paper instead of, you know, just on something hard like a countertop or wooden table.
Do you have one of those little rubbery grippy things that you use to like open a can of
open
pasta
jars
sauce
and stuff?
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
You should just have that as make that into a glove.
Just carry that around everywhere. Just put those every 10 feet for wherever I go.
My girlfriend Melissa and her daughter Kimmy are in California right now, and I've already used up 3 rolls of paper towels.
Who are you cleaning up after, yourself or the dogs?
Me. What happened is yesterday, of course, you know, I got home and I said, oh, I don't have anything to fix for dinner. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'll just, you know, maybe grab something. And Melissa says, hey, Kimmy ordered some wings. She didn't finish them. They're in the refrigerator if you want them. And I went, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I opened up the little styrofoam container. I just pull it out on one of the lower shelves of the refrigerator.
Yep.
Not knowing that there was an open container of ranch dressing right on top of it.
Oh.
And so it went.
It was like
everywhere.
Booby trapped.
And so I'm taking it over to the garbage, and I'm realizing as I look back, I had like a virtual breadcrumb
trail
of ranch dressing.
And
you know how really easy it is to get ranch dressing out of a hardwood floor? Because it kind of grinds it down.
Because I would say, like, yeah, where the two boards meet, it's not so good.
It's going to be, you know, it's like having, you know, caulking material in there, but it's ranch dressing. So, yeah.
Isn't that where you call the dogs? Because that's what I do at my house. I'm like,
well, yeah, they
Wally, come and get it.
I got started with it, and then they finished it off. And even Lucy, my dog, was licking my toes afterwards because I stepped right in it, obviously. So, yeah, things are going really well.
Well, that's it. If you miss your girlfriend, you know, so much, all you have to do is cover yourself in ranch dressing and the dogs will love you.
That's right.
It's like she's there.
It is. All right, we got 3 things you want to know this morning.
So, the Jim Henson lot in Los Angeles, which just happens to be the home of where all the Muppet stuff is filmed
and
a lot of other history, was about to be purchased by the Church of Scientology. Famed rock star John Mayer and an investment group formed together, pooled their money, and is buying the lot for $60 million. Not
nice.
Sure if it's to keep it out of the hands of Scientology.
Well, whatever their motivation is, I like it.
I'm for it. Yes.
No kidding.
We do not need to see Ernie and Bert jumping up and down on a couch professing their love
with
for
Tom
Katie
Cruise
Holmes.
And John Travolta. Yeah. Hey, sexiest man alive from People Magazine, Stephen Colbert. He didn't win, but he was able to announce the winner.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
Yeah, Yeah, that very works. Good. Yeah,
everybody loves John.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's like the boy next door.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. Like, even though he's like can be a tough guy in like the Tom Clancy Jack Ryan series and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
I like
yeah.
him. The Toy Hall of Fame has announced the three inductees for this year. Ooh. And remember, you know, it goes back a ways. So these are all things that were introduced in the 80s. So joining the Hall of Fame, My Little Pony.
Yes.
Transformers, the first iteration.
Robots in disguise.
And the third one, I'd never even heard of it. It's a card game called Phase 10.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend likes that game.
Oh, really? I've never tried it.
She forced me to play it one time.
I forced you to play it. I've never heard of it. Just missing out on the other side of the bubble, getting in. They didn't make it to the Hall of Fame this year. It was the Pokemon trading card game and Apples to Apples.
I love Apples to Apples.
I want to put Apples to Apples.
I want to play it right now. There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.
Tell them Woody and Jim sent you for 10% off.
We shall return. Hits. Oh, sorry.
Totally Nashville.
Sorry.
We are 93.3 FM.
Don't talk
You're
over
at work
her.
Listening right. station.
Wait, now I'm doing
didn't realize you know, she had another paragraph or two to go. No offense. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow for a little thing we like to call Friday Eve. We'll have some more Gender Wars contestants and give away some more Daryl Hall tickets.
That's right. So what do you got going on the rest of the day, Woody?
My plan is to get a haircut. I'm looking a little too shaggy. I don't go to any place fancy. I just show up at Great Clips.
Yep.
And they always do that thing. Did you check it on the app? No, I got enough apps already.
Oh, really? I check in on the
app. Do you really?
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Although you're sitting there waiting, this would be about 20 minutes, and then somebody who checked in on the app, like
walks
you,
right past you.
Walks right past
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're going in, they're getting your hair done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it. Stop being so Amish. Accept the technology. I have the app on my naked phone with no phone case.
That's right. Don't take my picture. You'll steal my soul.
Amish person.
Yes.
All the stereotypes.
So what you doing?
Let's see. What am I doing? I'm meeting a friend for lunch who works just not downtown, but outside. And that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. I haven't caught up with him in a while.
Cool.
And then I think today,
yes,
I'm going to try my Tesla lawnmower.
That's right. You have an electric, cordless lawnmower.
It's not a Tesla, but Woody said it, and I'm holding on to it.
Yeah.
It's really fancy.
It's much nicer than the Cybertruck.
Yeah. It was only like $329.